Alwin Helfer is one of the last of a generation of Chicago musicians. He learned from the players who pioneered the city's unique style of blues and boogie-woogie piano in the early decades of the 20th century. He's also one of the few white musicians to be accepted as a master by his peers. Alwin Helfer is 66, and he's just released a new album. From Chicago, NPR's Rick Carr has this profile.
Every Thursday night, you can find Alwin Helfer hunched over a piano in a touristy theme restaurant on Chicago's Navy Pier. Helfer shifts his 5.5-foot frame from right to left on the bench as he moves from the highest highs down to the lowest lows. His flat cap's about all you can see of his head over the piano. Not that anybody's actually looking at him, or even listening, really. After his set out in Navy Pier's atrium, Alwin Helfer says there's no reason anyone at the restaurant should have known he's been playing blues piano around Chicago for 50 years. At gigs like this, Helfer says he plays for himself. He says he just throws it out there.
That's what I was doing tonight. I don't know whether it stuck on the wall or fell off, but that's what I was doing tonight.
Alwin Helfer got stuck on blues piano as a teenager, growing up in what he calls a nice Jewish neighborhood on the South Side. He'd heard black musicians playing every now and then as a kid in the 1940s, when he and his parents would go to the Maxwell Street Market. But he says it really didn't sink in until he was a little older, in the early 50s.
In high school, I got bitten by the bug. I started hearing some blues and boogie piano and some New Orleans jazz, and that was it. Any old piano players who were left in the city, I followed around.
In the segregated Chicago of the 1950s, teenaged Alwin Helfer crossed the color line in time to learn from the last of the great early 20th century Chicago blues pianists, Sonnyland Slim, Blind John Davis. Helfer accompanied Jimmy Yancey's widow, Mama Estelle, after Yancey died. He studied with cripple Clarence Lofton and with Jimmy Walker.
Where you going, man?
Walker and Helfer were introduced by critic, historian, and label owner Pete Welding.
Jimmy Walker was a janitor at the time, and he bought another piano, a funky old upright, and we used to sit and jam together.
Walker played with his young protege for a decade. They cut two albums together.
Now look here, boy. See, now you know. You should be on your way.
The Chicago pianists who taught Alwin Helfer came of age themselves on the South Side during the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. Steve Cushing is host of the syndicated radio show Blues Before Sunrise. He says all of the older musicians made their names on the house rent party circuit.
What you'd do is you'd just throw a little party in your apartment. You'd go out and you'd spend some money to buy liquor and something to eat, and then you would hire a piano player to provide the entertainment so people could dance, and you'd charge admission at the door. And there were a series of people like Pine Top Smith, Cow Davenport, and the fellow that Irwin was associated with, Cripple Clarence Lofton.
Cushing says they'd play slow blues and faster tunes Alwin Helfer learned in the style known as boogie-woogie. The house rent party circuit was an ingenious way for the older pianists to overcome a fundamental limitation of their instrument, Cushing says.
The main drawback to being a piano player is that you can't take the instrument with you. Basically, you have to go from instrument to instrument.
And that's what the circuit let them do. Cushing says that by the time Alwin Helfer came along, even that wasn't enough to keep the piano popular. It was literally being drowned out by amplified electric guitars. So Helfer was an anachronism from the moment he started tagging along with the great players. Helfer says his white friends thought he was crazy, but most of the blacks he met didn't seem to think it was too strange that a short, skinny white kid wanted to learn everything the old guys knew. In fact, Helfer says, they kind of thought it was cool.
Sometimes they got a kick because I was shorter and I had to move up to the top end of the piano when I was playing the high keys and down to the lower end of the piano when I was playing the low keys. And Blind John Davis's wife said, you should see him. He's so cute.
When Helfer was still a teenager, he moved to New Orleans to learn from jazz musicians. He fell in love with the music of Bach and Mozart. He enrolled in a conservatory and even stopped playing blues and boogie for a while. But Helfer says he just wasn't good enough to cut it as a classical pianist.
As much as I love that classical music, I could never play a music where you had to play a certain note at a certain time, it would kind of freeze me up.
But Helfer says all of the music he loves does share one quality.
It's very pure. Monk was too, and Jimmy Yancey was. I enjoy extended harmonies, but how far can you go? how fast can you play bop phrases and stuff? Mozart was pure. He could do so much more on the piano than Wagner could do with a whole orchestra, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Critic and label owner Pete Welding called Helfer a master. And yet here's a pianist well into his 60s with only a few recorded sides to his name. Helfer says that's because he decided to use the conservatory degree he finally got to teach what he calls straight piano.
I teach little kids, start them out from scratch, multi-key approach. They learn to play in all the keys in the five-finger position before they learn to read notes. And then I start them on the same thing that Bach taught his children and Bartok taught his children.
Helfer also performs in city classrooms as part of Chicago's Blues in the Schools program. He's proud that, except for a short period just after he got his degree, he's always supported himself by teaching.
I worked in a daycare center for abused children for about a year, and I started getting students and jobs, mostly in teaching. I never expected to become a professional musician. That was an accident.
Helfer says most of his students don't care much for blues and boogie, or even jazz for that matter. He figures he'll never find a protege the way his mentor Jimmy Walker found him. Helfer is critical of his own playing. He says he usually hits the notes he's looking for. Problem is, he sometimes hits a few others along the way.
On my CD, I've done that, and I was kind of depressed when I heard it back, but everybody liked it so much. And then after a while, if I had a few shots of whiskey and I disassociated myself from it, I'd say, that's pretty good.
Erwin Helfer's new CD is called I'm Not Hungry, But I Like to Eat Blues. Rick Carr, NPR News, Chicago.